Good afternoon, everybody. This is Greg Evenson, and you're listening to Voices from the Heartland on RBN. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. We will be taking calls later in this hour. It is a real privilege for me today to have as my guest John Spring. John is the former talk show host of Sound Off, and he had his own show for quite a while. John is the son of the late Major Carl Spring, who was a petroleum geologist and a chemist and a World War II-era U.S. Army chemical warfare officer. John also served in the Coast Guard of the United States, and he was so good at what he did, he actually sent a letter to President John F. Kennedy outlying the coastline on the far side of Cuba over by Mariel, I believe. And as a result of that, it was, I believe, taken into consideration when the Bay of Pigs invasion went down. John has tried his best through the years to do what needed to be done at the time, and he has taught geophysics and oceanography. He earned a Master of Arts degree at California State University, and he holds advanced scuba diver certification as authorized by NAUI. This guy is in a position to talk about our subject today, and that's going to be kind of a capstone, if you will, on this whole issue of the Gulf so-called oil spill. And John will be coming in on right after our first break. I want to apologize to a couple of you who I probably offended last week with my tone. I apologize only in that I'm not here to offend. I'm here to wake up, and I'm here to try and get people thinking for themselves and to get ready for the obvious confrontations that are coming as a result of the outrageous legislation that has already been passed and is being contemplated by the current administration. So we're trying to do our best as watchmen, if you will, to make you aware of what is happening, how it's going to affect you, what you need to do, what you should avoid, what you should absolutely be planning for. And through the next several weeks as we do that, I hope that you will call in freely, and you may email me at greg@theheartlandusa.com, greg@theheartlandusa.com. I appreciate RBN and its willingness to let us take these formats where they go. We try and inform you and keep you up on everything that we possibly can, and I know my guest, John Spring, today is going to do that for you. And lastly, I just want to make you aware that this camp that we had last weekend was extraordinary, and I thank again Judd and Don and Big Jim and Matt and Joel and Bob Taylor and his wife, who are good friends of ours. All of them are. We appreciate all that they've done and all they continue to do in the name of getting folks ready. If you want to participate in one of those down the road, we'll be posting those at our website, and you can make the trip, as some did, from Vermont and around the country. And so we encourage you to be a part of that if you wish to be. One last thing I want to say just before this first break, and that is that, you know, as we do bring this to you, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know that we have researched the best we can. We do what we can each week to get a show ready for you that we think is pertinent, that is timely, and that's going to give you some information maybe you didn't have before. We're trying to give you the intellectual tools you need to make these huge decisions. We're going to be there to make them with you and try and keep you informed. So as soon as this break is completed, we'll be on with John Spring. We'll be back with Voices from the Heartland.
Don't answer it! If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Good to have all of you with us on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. It's beautiful here. I'm hoping it's beautiful wherever you are. And just keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, that in spite of all our difficulties and all the crises we're facing, life is still beautiful in many ways, and we want you to be a part of that beauty as you prepare physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially for all that's happening. It's your responsibility to do that, and we're going to be there with you along the way. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my special guest today, Mr. John Spring. I've read his bio to you, and John, I just want you to bring you on. This is going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to what you have to say.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for having me on. First of all, I want to say that I'm very much indebted to an anonymous source known only as Sine. That's spelled capital S-I, capital N-E-H, and then a tilde afterwards. That is the only means of identifying this person who has apparently anonymous sources deep within the BP corporate structure. And as a result of this information, I was able to more or less analyze the situation, which is unlike anything that the corporate news media or our government have been telling us about this spill in the Gulf.
John, you know, it's an amazing thing. You may recall that back in May, Hawk and I were on the radio on his show, and we went deeply into all of this and the purported plans that were being formulated at that time. But beyond that scenario, which we're not going to get into today, that's history, But what I'm really fascinated by, if that's the right word, if I can use that, is the fact that you bring a great deal of experience and understanding of all of this to the table, as well as the sources that have that went at great risk to give you the information. And your analysis of this is quite a bit different than what we have heard. Others may have heard bits and pieces of it, but I think today we're probably going to hear for one of the few times, if not the first time, what really has happened down there based on your study and what that means as compared to the simplicity, so to speak, of an oil spill. What do you think has happened down there, John?
Well, based on the information that I received from the anonymous source known as Sina, it appears that the company known as BP, formerly British Petroleum, deliberately had its crew aboard the Deepwater Horizon drill into an asphalt volcano at a depth of about 1 mile below sea level, or 880 fathoms.
Okay, John, just a second. I said I wouldn't interrupt you, but I have to at this point because I know there's people saying asphalt volcano. Is this like we see volcanoes erupting with lava and all that? What is an asphalt volcano, simply?
Well, it's not an asphalt volcano by any means. They just gave it that name to indicate that it emits large quantities of liquefied asphalt rather than lava. And, of course, these are not nearly as large, although they can grow to a height of several stories or several hundred feet above the sea floor. And apparently what happened, BP earlier this year deliberately drilled into this charted asphalt volcano, which was charted, by the way, by an ocean survey 5 years earlier. And they knew full well that if they drilled into the midside, that large quantities of liquefied asphalt, tar, very low-grade petroleum, methane, and other related gases would flow out of this at a rather rapid rate. And they chose to do this so that they would create what would appear to be an oil spill, but could be far better controlled and with less impact on the environment. Although, I must say, the impact on the environment has been very detrimental to the marine life and perhaps even the human population along the Gulf Coast.
Well, John, in comparison, an asphalt volcano with a true oil spill that would come out as a result of an accident or sabotage, whatever it might be, but the difference, if you could quantify the difference between what the asphalt volcano, if we can call it that, has released into the environment as opposed to an oil spill, what is the main difference, and how is the impact perhaps less or more than a regular so-called oil spill?
Well, let me just say this. If it had been a regular oil spill, by now the entire eastern seaboard would have been covered with oil on all of the beaches from Florida to Maine and points beyond, because the Gulf Stream would have carried that material along the gyre or the Atlantic circulation system at the surface.
Correct. Now,
but unlike crude oil, the material that did reach the surface, which was primarily tar and very low-grade petroleum, is far more viscous, it's heavier and denser than crude, and as a result, over a period of time, it will either wash ashore or sink back to the bottom of the Gulf.
Well, John, if this stuff is heavier, as you say it is, and would sink back to the ocean floor, why was it necessary? Now, let's speculate. And I'll make this very clear, folks, we're speculating here. John is an authority. I am not, but I'm speculating and asking him this question. Why the necessity to spray, I don't know, the hundreds of thousands, millions, I don't know what it is, but lots and lots of this poisonous, extremely poisonous corrects at 9,500. Why? What is the point of doing that if it didn't need to be dispersed since it was not a true oil spill?
Well, Greg, I'm glad you asked that question because, to me, that's the most important question probably that will come up on this program today. Hmm. It was never necessary because, first of all, tar, unlike crude oil, is a semi-organic substance which will break up over a period of time, and it is accompanied by oil or tar-eating bacteria or microbes which will eventually dissolve it over a period of extensive period of time.
All right, so you're saying naturally it would have occurred over a period of time. It would have broken down. Okay.
That is correct. And therefore, there was no need to use the Corex at 9,500 dispersant. And according to what was even published in the latest issue of the National Geographic, which was their October 2010 issue, and I would urge everyone to go to that, although, again, they include a lot of misinformation. But one thing that they do mention is that the Core Exit 9500 has probably caused more damage to life, at least at the lower levels of the Gulf, which means that the plankton and other microscopic forms of life, which larger fish feed upon, will no longer exist. And without that nourishment, the larger fish in the food chain will not be able to sustain themselves.
Or they will have to go from that area.
Yes.
You see, John, I'll even go, and I'll try to make this very brief, but I'm going to go a step further. I believe that George Soros, Barack Obama, all these people that are involved in the latest efforts to exploit an area in the ocean out off the coast of Brazil wanted to find some way to close down the rich and producing area of the Gulf, oil producing area, and make it necessary through an environmental disaster or the appearance of some shenanigans down there that it wasn't safe to drill in the Gulf any longer, therefore opening up that area clear and free. Am I way off base talking about that, or do you?
No, no. Greg, you're entirely correct. I think it was probably towards the end of December of 2009, just last year, George Soros and his associates invested $900 million in the Brazilian state-owned oil company. And in addition to that, approximately 1 year and 1 month ago, the Obama administration arranged for a loan to the Brazilian government for approximately $1 billion. It may have been a larger amount for these offshore deepwater oil operations in Brazil.
So what we're seeing then is a huge contributor to Obama, the Democratic Party, so forth and so on. I'd like to keep politics out of this, but I just simply can't. I mean, it's too glaring. By this man who is a Jew by his history, who accompanied his so-called grandfather around confiscating Jewish property. I mean, this guy is outrageous beyond description, and yet he again is at the forefront of this thing about really engineering the backroom deal for the Brazilian exploration at the expense of American oil consumers and the rich field in the Gulf. I mean, again, follow the money, follow business, follow all the rest of it, and you come to a dirty, rotten, no good end, but it's an end nonetheless. And again, is that roughly correct?
It's roughly correct. I would just like to interject one thought or my own opinion. I would think of George Soros as an Edomite rather than a true Jew.
Okay.
Those
well,
Bible
I,
scholars.
That's fine with me, but evil nonetheless.
Yes.
Okay.
Fortunately, there are many Christians who are just as diabolical, which I could talk about later on in the program. But
no, I agree with you. I wasn't trying to single any one out.
Absolutely.
I just happened to characterize him, and perhaps not correctly. So my apologies, Mr. Soros. Where do we go from here, John? Where is this going to take us now that we know what has happened? There's this aspect you just revealed. What's going to happen next?
Well, at this particular stage, and might...
John, there's that music. You know, that's our bumper music, as you know, from having your own show. Just hold that thought where we're going from there, and we'll take that up right after the break. Stay with us, folks. John Spring, my guest on Voices from the Heartland. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion. Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Good to have everybody back with us. John Spring is my guest today, a very talented man who's been around this whole idea of the oil spill, what that means to us, his background, indeed his degrees, all are in oceanography and so forth. He is a very highly qualified diver. John, I said right before the break, where are we going from here? And I know that's a huge question, but can you take it maybe in a bite-sized bit for our folks and give whatever you like? Where do you think this is going to end up?
Well, regarding the Gulf, we need to understand that British Petroleum, or BP, is one of the most diabolical multinational corporations in the world. And why in heaven's name it was ever allowed to operate or carry out business here in North America is beyond my comprehension, except for the fact that there are many people in high places in our government, and I don't want to use any label like Democrat, Republican, conservative, or liberal, but people who have basically been selling out for at least 60 years that I've been able to track down, and basically, they have allowed this criminal-like company with its practices to carry on its unethical policies, not only here, but throughout the world. And we have supported those atrocities carried out by BP throughout the world in many instances. And here in the Gulf, they basically took over ARCO's operations, Atlantic Richfield's operations, in about the year 2000 or the turn of the millennium. And they have created a situation in the Gulf of Mexico which will, in all probability, cause the deaths of thousands of American citizens and residents and workers in that area because of the spraying of this so-called chemical dispersant Corexit 9500. Now, in all honesty, I cannot substantiate whether or not they are using Corexit 9500. They could, for all practical purposes, actually be using chemical reagents or materials very similar to the ingredients in the chemtrails. After all, it is the company that BP is using called Evergreen Air, which has been chartered to basically spray the chemtrails throughout North America, the United States and Canada primarily. And so we don't know the ingredients, we don't know the concentrations, but we do know that over a period of time, according to inside sources within the corporate structure of BP, that these will cause deaths of thousands of Americans living and working along the Gulf unless it comes to a stop. And the only way it's going to come to the stop, if we can convince enough people that this is not a bona fide oil spill, but rather a massive flow of tar, which has contaminated the Gulf, but will not require the need of the chemical dispersants which are being sprayed.
John, there's a wonderful website, Florida Oil Spill Law, and it's .com. It has a format that asks rather simple but direct questions about what's happening down there. It's updated on a regular basis, and I would encourage anybody listening today and others to go there for the latest updates of how this is affecting people. Look, first it was a few, then it was scores, then it was hundreds, and now the reports are thousands of people are manifesting horrible physical manifestations to reactions to this most likely the as you say, the chemical dispersants, whatever they are. We're assuming that the people who have told us that it's Corexit 9500 have accuracy in their reports, but by the same token, who's to say what's in those airplanes that are spraying, as you said. But the results are the same nonetheless, and that is that people are manifesting horrible physical reactions to it to the point that they are actually, many of them are beginning now to leave Florida because they simply can't live in that environment. What a testimony to the evilness of this whole thing. It's bad enough that it appears there's credible information that this was a contrived effort to break into this dome, as you say, this volcanic
asphalt volcano.
That's right, asphalt volcano. Sorry, thank you, and all of that. But what came after, John, is almost worse than the original event.
Yes, it is. The original event was well planned in that they used a biodegradable material rather than more harmful crude oil, which would have been a far more expensive and financial loss on the part of BP.
Is it a reach, John, to say that maybe the evidence of oil on the surface, could that have come from another source?
Well, it did. According to my undisclosed source, there were several co-conspirators in this entire operation, and they released controlled amounts of crude oil at various locations from various oil rigs throughout the Gulf and other wells.
Okay.
So that's why all of these oil slicks appeared to be isolated from the original source of the disaster.
Well, hold that thought, John, because we do have another break, and then we'll come back after the bottom of the hour. My guest today, John Spring. You're listening to Voices from the Heartland. We'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Glad you're staying with us, ladies and gentlemen. I've got some good news for you. You need to hear this. Quality American-made products are still available. Our friends at First Fruits Farm have put together a great deal on their Smiling Goat Milk Soap. It's non-toxic. There's just nothing in it except what you have to put in it. Pure, healthy soap made the old-fashioned way with goat's milk and olive oil. It's being offered to you wholesale at Voices from the Heartland. Go to our website, and you may order it there. And with every purchase of that Smiling Goat Milk Soap, a donation will be made to RBN. And that is a really good thing. Click on the banner at theheartlandusa.com or call 248-250-8870. And while we're talking just for a moment, we want you to know that the Castle Defense video series and manual are still available, also at theheartlandusa.com. When these supplies are gone, folks, we're going to phase it out. So if you are interested in the most important tools, I think that you can put at hand, if you want to know what to do, what not to do, and so forth, please go to the website, Heartland USA, and look up Castle Defense. We welcome your inquiries, and also a donation will also go to RBN from the Heartland for the Castle Defense as well. So, John, as we get back on here, and just before we take some calls at 800-313-9443, I think we need to round this out about where we go from here, and I know you're the man to ask, so what's ahead of us?
Well, regarding the Gulf, someone's literally going to make a killing in beachfront real estate. And they don't care if the entire ocean water is sterile, because tourists coming from foreign countries like China or the Middle East will just be there for a good time, and they would know the difference anyway. So that's speculation on my part.
Sure.
And there will be many American victims. If people don't die, they may live a very poor quality of life, which is unfortunate as a result of the...
Well, it certainly is. And John, you know, people were told of this right from the start. I know that the effort that Hawk and I tried to make, and here's a brave man. I mean, this guy said, let's go with this and let people decide. And it was, we gave the information we had at the time. We don't carry out policy. We simply reported what was out there as far as plans were concerned, the appearance of this thing at the beginning, perhaps even the people that were making some of the advanced plans, felt that this would eventually, if unstopped, would make its way around the coast, as you mentioned at the start of the show. And so it has a tendency at this point, with hindsight being perfect, that it was not an oil spill, but rather this asphalt volcano, this tar release, asphalt release, that did not simply, it wasn't the same consistency, it wasn't the same threat, if you will, but nonetheless, I believe now more than I did then that this was no accident. This has been planned. The loss of the rig, the loss of the lives out there, the ultimate economic benefit to Brazil, George Soros, and all the rest, it's just an ongoing attempt to manipulate the market as well as the American people and to have a detrimental effect on them, however you look at it. And I wonder, too, John,
yes,
if this isn't an effort to push people more to the green side, if you will, by just putting such a foul stench in their nose, so to speak, about oil at all, petroleum at all, and harvesting that petroleum from the Gulf. Could this have been part of it as well?
Well, for policies here in the United States, they hope to be called Beyond Petroleum and become a green company, so to speak, with solar panels and various other types of green energy generation.
Sure.
But on the other side of the globe, it's going to be an entirely different matter. I don't know if you're aware of this, but there is a war being planned for an invasion into Iran, the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Yes.
And the only entity that has anything to gain is the multinational corporation known now as BP, because they formally controlled all of the gas and oil fields in Iran until 1979, when the Shah had to flee from Tehran. And I believe that 9/11, in all probability, was orchestrated for the interests of BP, and they knew that they had to target the nations to the east and west of Iran, Iran's neighbors being Iraq and Afghanistan, for a jumping-off point for a future invasion. And they will have the control of the Chinese, I mean, not the control, but the cooperation of the Chinese and the Russians because of the recent pipeline which they built jointly with Standard Oil Company of California, or Chevron. And that goes from Kazakhstan to the People's Republic of China. So they will have the cooperation of the Chinese and Russians when they decide to make that invasion into Iran.
Well, John, I tell you, you've brought out some questions already. I see that Tom in Wisconsin has called, and I hope he's still on the line. Tom, thanks for waiting. We had to just get this the last part in here. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. I'm just recovering from some kind of an infection that I got, biological of some kind. And I'm calling because the very moment I started really listening to the program that you had on today, I wanted to bring up the issue of eugenics and how so much of this global architecture that we're seeing now being unveiled to all of us through the alternative media and also through admissions and mainline of media and also the white papers of the controllers and the people in government. The architecture is inherently based around eugenics, and this Florida stuff and the Gulf of Mexico oil stuff and the core exit especially and the effects it's going to have on everything, I really think that ultimately the destruction of the economic livelihoods of people in Florida and in the Gulf of Mexico region, and the death that they create, I think that is like one of the ultimate goals of everything that's going on right now. And I just want to get your guest's comment on that and yours as well.
Tom?
Yeah.
Good. Go ahead, John.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your comments because they're very valid. If they are allowed to be successful along the Gulf Coast, in all probability they will carry out similar operations in other regions of the United States and other developed nations throughout the world, because this is a means to depopulate the human population on the globe. And this is one of their experimental areas, and if they are successful here, and heaven forbid that we allow them to become successful in killing thousands of Americans, they will do it in a neighborhood near you in the near future. So I thank you so much for your
time. And then I have one other point I wanted to make, too, and it really comes down to this. And I think there's a tipping point as far as information goes, and I'm at a point now in my life where I think I know enough about this global architecture that's inherently psychopathic, where I can explain it to other people and I can actually show them, I can show them the matrix to where they become aware of it, and then now perhaps they change how they actually do things. But what I'm getting at is when the military begins to really be revealed this information at all the ranks, and they see the master plan, when that attack on Iran happens, I'm beginning to wonder if there might be not a military coup, but where a situation where somebody in the military takes charge of the situation and arrests all the people that need to be arrested and has open public trials and, you know, finds these treasonous traitors guilty of what they've done.
Well, we can hope that the American people will wake up on this situation in the Gulf, because if we can wake them up about this, then in all probability we can wake them up about what is being planned for Iran in the very near future, so that hopefully we can change things before needless deaths on both sides occur, or many sides, I should say.
Yeah. Tom, you're a very articulate young man, and I think you've asked some good questions. Thanks for calling in today and being a part of the show. John, for people that are thinking on a little bit higher level, like Tom has brought forth today, if you were going to speculate just a moment, what do you think ultimately the American people's reaction to all of this must be? You kind of touched on it just a moment there in your last answer, but how much, well, not how much further, but at what point and what do they really need to do to bring pressure to bear to get to the bottom of this? It's like 9/11 and the Kennedy assassination, all the rest of it. You know, we're always hanging out there at the end of the limb. What can people do?
Well, people need to start, first of all, thinking for themselves rather than just relying upon some authority, whether it's the corporate news media or officials from the U.S. government who are releasing information which is not always entirely accurate and sometimes very downright misleading.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have a challenge ahead of us, because BP is spending millions of dollars so that every night on your TV, during commercials, you will see information which indicates supposedly how benevolent BP is towards the little people of America. We need to realize that this is propaganda. We need to quantify how many people have lost their jobs, who will never probably be able to work again. How many people are going to be in healthcare facilities the rest of their life with very inferior quality type of living conditions?
You know, John, I don't know if you know this or not. Excuse me for interrupting, but CoreXit has been banned in the United Kingdom, in Great Britain, for a decade. It's been banned over there, and British Petroleum, supposedly originating from over there, they banned it clear back then. So, again, the plan goes on. John, I hate to shorten this, but we've got a couple of callers that have come in. I'm going to go first to Coy I believe I'm saying that right, out in Kansas, my old state. How are you, Coy?
The city, Missouri.
Oh, you're in Missouri?
Yes.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Are
anyway,
you in Kansas City?
You know, I was going to send you an email today, but I didn't catch just some piece of music that I'm just crazy about that I know you'll like, but you have to click on a URL, and you might be afraid to do that. So it's from it could be from Patrick Coy.
Well, we'll check it out anyway. So you're
the
from
second
Missouri.
Thing
okay.
I wanted to ask you. I heard some guy, two of the guys that was on that oil rig.
Yes.
That were survivors. They weren't supposed to talk, but they did. And these guys were having a fit. They said, what in the heck was this stuff that's coming up out of that thing? It's red. I've never seen red oil before, he said, but it's all red. Now, does this gentleman you're talking to have the explanation for that?
Yes, because it's not oil. This is tar and very low-grade petroleum. This is what we see in the tar pits in La Brea here in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area. This is what we basically walk upon when it washes ashore on our beaches from natural leaks. This is not oil. This is not crude oil. This is not sweet crude oil. This is very low-grade tar and petroleum.
And, yeah, I've never seen tar that was red, though, but yeah, I thought what was coming up was what they was pumping on some underwater hoses from that big tanker ship they had sitting there 1,000 foot away. I figured the whole thing was a scam from the beginning.
Well, you are correct. Unfortunately, this scam is costing the lives of a lot of good Americans and destroying our sea life completely in the Gulf.
Well, that's part of what the UN has bragged about more than once. The New Earth people, the UN once said, we will cause creative shortages of food and water and medicine to reduce the population with no apologies. And I think this is part of reducing the food and everything to the United States.
Well, right. Coy, you know what I've said recently in an article I just wrote as well. I said, now we have come to the point where I believe that rebellion is at hand. And I want to be very plain about this. I'm not yet saying insurrection. I'm not saying revolution. I'm saying rebellion. You know what a rebellious child does to a parent? He says, no. No,
right.
I'm not going to do that.
If
and I'm talking about the American people saying no. We will no longer accept this. No, we will not allow you to do this or that. Absolutely, emphatically, no. It is time in that sense for rebellion and to finally put a face on this anger in the American public. And I'm not speaking for you or John. I'm saying I believe that maybe that time is at hand. Coy, thanks for calling in. We appreciate that. Please call again sometime. We're going to go on to Massachusetts, John, to John in Massachusetts.
Hey, Greg, how you doing?
Well, okay, how are you?
Good, good. Hey, I'm glad to see you back on the air, and it's great and fantastic. And good news about the your buddy there with the First Fruits farm.
Well, let me tell you, John, it's all about the guests. I'm the same old guy, but we try and bring good guests on. For John?
Well, actually, you know, you got a great guest. I'm really impressed with this. I guess his name is John Spring, a fellow
yes.
John, and I tuned in maybe about 10 minutes late today, so I don't know. He may have mentioned it, but I'm very interested in what he has to say because I think he's right on. Does he have a website, or is there some way to contact him?
Well, John, you can contact me by writing to my mailing address, which is John W. Spring, P.O. Box 18946, Anaheim, which is spelled A-N-A-H-E-I-M, as in Mary, California, 92817. And that's the best way to contact me. I do have an email address, which is johnwspring@gmail.com. But in all honesty, I very seldom get to my email. So if you really
you prefer the old-fashioned way, huh?
Yes.
Okay. It's what's your middle initial again?
W.
The
last president.
And that's P.O. Box 18946, you said?
Yes, 18946.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate. And so you've been involved in trying to understand these critters that are destroying our world for a long time, huh?
Yes, I have. And in doing research on the more recent Gulf spill, I came across a lot of additional information about BP, or formerly British Petroleum, or before that, Anglo-Iranian oil company, which I did not fully know about, but I trace it back at least 60 years when this company allegedly provided petroleum products to the enemy during the Korean War, the Chinese PLA and the North Korean Army, so that their military vehicles could more efficiently kill our American, British, and Canadian and South Korean soldiers.
Unbelievable. So
yes.
So then you don't have anything really, you know, if one were to do a search for your, you don't have any writings on the net?
No, but I could forward some of my previous emails that I've sent out to hundreds of people.
Okay, excellent. Okay, so I'll get in touch with you, and it's pretty funny that you mentioned the Edomians, you know, so you sound like you're almost like into Christian identity, which is kind of interesting, but that's a whole other topic. But hey, great show, Greg, and glad to have you back, and thanks for having such a great
guest.
Thanks,
John. We'll be back right after this break, folks, for the closing of the program and our guest, John Spring.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back for the closing of the show. John, one more time, this is FloridaOilSpillLaw.com. Interesting website. I have it on the screen as we're speaking, and it is really complete. There's a lot of good stuff in there, and you know, some of it, you know, I haven't been able to check out yet, but it's at least worth folks going to look at. Do you have any other that might appeal to them that you use, any website?
Not at the moment, but regarding the latest issue of National Geographic, the spill in their October issue, I would encourage people to read pages 52 and 53 about the core exit. I think they will find that well worth their time, in spite of all of the other misinformation in the articles.
Well, I sometimes wonder, you know, National Geographic, we've got this good, nice, warm fall in front of the fireplace idea of reading that magazine that's all American, and I think there's a lot of good things in it, but this may have a little bit of political context to it.
Oh, very, very definitely.
But, sure. And so we just want you going with open eyes, folks, when you read this. John, as we bring this to a close, at least your portion of it, is there any last thought you want to give the folks out there about anything that we've talked about today and where they should be going with this?
Well, if they just Google in the word Sinah, capital S-I, capital N-E-H, and then a tilde afterwards, I think they could probably come up with the article which he had written about the false spill, the BP false spill in the Gulf of Mexico, which I would encourage people to read if they have the time.
And he was associated with BP, is that correct?
Well, he or she. He or she had inside sources within the corporate structure of BP.
Okay, all right. Very good.
And this was a premeditated event. We have to understand that this was not an oil spill, but rather a premeditated flow of tar to create a situation which would work out for the benefit of BP and only BP.
Imagine that, hey, John. Imagine that it would be one more time, money, big business, control, and the destiny of nations. John Spring, our guest today. John, it's been a delight to have you on. We'll have you back down the road when some things develop, and we'll invite you back for another show.
Well, Greg, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you, sir. I want to tell you, folks, John is regular and checking in with me and chatting with me about things over the last several weeks. He's become a great friend, and I appreciate him and what he's had to say. He's been very balanced and very unemotional. He states it the way it is, and I appreciate that very much. Looking ahead, we will continue to update you, and we're going to tickle your buttons next week with some information regarding the latest legislation that is coming down the pike at us from the Obama administration. Look, they're feeling the heat, folks. I don't know how else to put it. They know that the deadline is in front of them. The elections, the first couple of days in November, are going to be very critical. I hope that they are life-changing for us in the United States. I hope it is permanent, that the change really does go somewhere this time and really does bring back constitutional values and the observance of law. Now, I'm not naive. Please don't ever call me that. You can call me a lot of things, but don't call me naive. I don't believe that that's probably going to happen. We're going to switch the coin, and we'll go back to the Republicans, most likely in many cases. But that is not a particularly good thing. What have they done in the last 50 years except muck up the water just like the Democrats? But we're going to keep you posted. We will not ease up on this, and there's some very relevant information that I will present to you next week that are going to blow the lid off some of your homes. So stay tuned. Have a great week in spite of it all. Give credit to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for without Him it all means nothing. Thanks for joining us today, and you have a great week, as I said. And we'll see you next week on Voices from the Heartland. This is Greg Evenson saying, have a great rest of the Sunday afternoon. Goodbye.